I needed a break. That's the truth. That's the fucking truth. I needed a break from it. I needed a week off. So I did, because I wasn't fucking... Do you know what happened? Right, so like, there was loads of things that happened because the car, my wife's car's still fucked. My good lady wife's car's still fucked. We got it back and then it was fucked again. The same fucking thing. I was away last week. I was away painting in Stranraer. Stranraer, remember? So that some of you won't actually fucking know that as I'm talking about. Someone gave me trouble for not pronouncing the R at the end of Stranraer. I used to say Stranraer, and folk would be angry. One person was angry, which to me is everybody. That's how it works. See, if one person is like, I'm not happy with that, I'm like, everybody fucking hates me. So like, that was what. That's why I say, I was away painting a place. I'm not telling you the place. I might tell you the place. I don't know if I'll tell you the place because there's a story about the place that I might get the place into trouble. I won't get them into trouble. They never done it. I done it to myself. I done it. It was me that done it. Anyway, I was away last week and I was away painting and I was doing all this other stuff and all that. And it got to the Sunday and I was like, fuck this. I'm not fucking doing it. I'm not fucking doing it because I was like, I don't know if I am now, because I've took a week off. I think that's what it is. I think it's just, I do the same, because I've been doing it every week, and I don't know the last time I missed a week, do you know what I mean? But I've been doing it every single fucking week, that it then becomes like a heavy thing, because it's like, you're going to need to do this, you're going to need to do this, you're going to need to do this, you're going to need to do this. And I did have a moment last week, like, well, the reason I took the mushrooms, right, I'm not on mushrooms today, I haven't taken anything today, I haven't even ate today, because I fucking hit it again hard at the weekend. Like, I was like, I'm fucking, we get out, me and my good lady wife get let out. So we did, we get allowed outside, so we did, because my mum took her younglings for an overnight, so we were allowed out. And I took a lot of edibles, and we went to a restaurant. So we did. I'm not going to tell you what restaurant we went to. It was good. Not because it was in disrepute, not because it was a shite restaurant. I'm not saying it like that. I enjoyed the food. I actually really did enjoy the food. But I was out my nut the whole time, and it was like two fucking 12-year-olds that were serving us, and I was like, he fucking knows. He must fucking know. Look at him. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it, do you know? But the thing is, like, I don't know. I think I just took too much, and it kind of fucking, it weirded me out a wee bit, because I was out having to deal with people. And the best thing you can do if you've had too much of anything is just drop the pretense and just get weird. That's the God's honest truth. That's what I used to do in my old workshop. Now that I'm not there anymore, I can tell you stuff like this. But when I was there, I'd just take far too much and I'd get weird because nobody could see what I was doing. So I'd just do weird things, not like fucking weird things that will get me to jail. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I would do stuff like that. Like, if someone had seen it, if someone had walked in and goes, "Ah, well, you're fucking... I'm never talking to you again. That's me and you are finished. Our friendship is done now because you've been doing..." Not like that sort of stuff. Just fucking strange. Just, like, not worrying about, like, I wonder if someone else will think this is good. Do you know what I mean? Writing things down for the fucking sake of it. Drawing pictures and fucking... I used to do a lot of dancing, believe it or not. Believe it or not, that was... I used to do quite a lot of dancing because... I dread this thing about how you can't get fucking scared or anxiety. I hate that word. You don't get, see when you've done too much. Why am I talking about drugs again? I feel like this is all I ever fucking do. My whole life doesn't revolve around drugs. It doesn't revolve around drugs. For a while it did. For a while it did, but it doesn't now. It doesn't now. It really doesn't. But like, fucking, what had happened was, whenever it was like I was getting a bit antsy, when I was getting a bit fucking agitated with what was going on, I would just put my headphones on and I'd dance about like a fucking head case. So I would, and like, remember when I was mad into Mr. Wazzo? Remember it was like I was doing nothing but fucking rinsing Mr. Wazzo? I cut some of my best shapes to Mr. Wazzo. You'll never fucking see them. You'll never see them because I'm not a dancer in front of people. I don't want to dance in front of people because I feel too self... I do feel a bit self-conscious with the old dancing like that. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really want to do that because people will be like, fucking hell, look at that big guy. It's a shame for him. It's a nice to let him outside every so often, but fucking hell, look at the nick of him. So like, I was like, hey, I needed a break. I'm fucking, listen, let me tell you that first, right? I've got tea back, just so you know. This is totally fucked up, mate. It's totally made everything better again. I've got a wee cup of tea here. It's black, as you can see. Black, no butter in it. No butter in it this time. Because I'm having a fast. I'm going to have a fast today. Oh, I done fucking, where'd you hear this, man? So the most I've ever done with a fasting is 28 hours. That's me. I managed to get 28 hours. Was it last week or the week before? I managed to get it. And it's fucking surreal because it gets to a point where you don't really need to eat. Like, you don't need to. Like, I was like, I don't really feel... I could go longer, but I knew I'd shit to do. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I'm not going to, I need to. If I eat the now, I'm now going into 48 hours. I'm not prepared to do a 48 hour right now. That's too much too soon, I think. But 28, let me get rid of my keys. 28 is the most I've ever done. And I'm now, I really want to talk about this sort of stuff. I've started it now, so I'm going to fucking need to. I'm at my lightest I've ever been. And maybe not light I've ever been, because obviously, like, when I was younger, I was like, there was nothing to me. Like, I was fucking, like, I wouldn't have been fasting, because I would have disappeared. See, when I was younger, if I had got into fasting when I was about 14, 15, I would have ceased to exist. Do you know what I mean? I would have been like, a fucking strong breeze would have blown me to Ireland. Like, that would have been it. Ireland's quite a hard word to say, I think, with this accent. Ireland is quite a difficult thing. To say it's the same as Stranraer. It's just hard to fucking. It's hard for me to say because I've got I'm tongue tied. I've got a fucking actual physical disability, and yous are all laughing at me, you cunts. Like it's fucking. I'm tongue tied. You know what I mean? What the fuck? What they do now is they cut it. They cut a bit, and I would have a big fucking Gene Simmons tongue. Do you know what I mean? If I'd fucking cut that bit off, but I don't. It's like fucking really small and all that. Why the fuck am I talking about this? What am I actually fucking talking about? Let me take another drink of this lovely tea because it's better than water. It's fucking much better than water. It's not the type of tea that I'm used to because I've rinsed all those tea bags. All the good Thompson's ones, they're all fucking gone. So that's two, I don't know what they are, two Morrison's Own fucking tea bags in the one thing because I need to double dunt them. Do you know what I mean? I need to double dunt it or it doesn't taste right. It needs to be like fucking, you can't see through my tea. It has to be jet fucking black. Like midnight, just total fucking darkness. It can't be pish tea. Do you know what I mean? Like that fucking shite stuff, it's like you've shown the tea bag to it and then there's too much milk in it and it's basically just fucking warm diluted milk that you've got. It's an almost all milk cup of tea, Mrs. Doyle. Do you know what I mean? Holy fuck, here's a story, right? I don't know if this is racist. I don't know why this came into my head. It's because I've said about Mrs. Doyle and was talking about Father Ted. I remember, this is a true story, I remember working in a place, I'm not telling you where the place is, right, but I was working in a place and there was it sounds like a joke, but it wasn't a joke. It isn't a joke. There was a Scottish person, that was me. There was an English person, that was someone else, and there was an Irish person, right? And that was another person. There was three people. There was three persons there, right? One from Scotland, one from England, one from Ireland. It's not a joke. This isn't going to fucking... And they all went to the pub. That's right, but we're standing and we're talking about comedy. We're talking about things that made us laugh. Alan Partridge, The League of Gentlemen, all that sort of stuff. And then we started getting into Father Ted, right? So we started talking about Father Ted. And then I just started quoting Father Ted in an Irish accent, to which the colour drained out the person from England. Like, their face went chalk white, like, I can't believe he's fucking done this. I can't believe this guy is doing an Irish accent in front of somebody that's from Ireland. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, and I seen the colour drain out their face. I was like, oh, fuck, maybe I am a prick. But then I thought, no, fucking 2 minutes ago, they were going to say aye to a pie and fucking all that pish. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were ripping the hole out of me for having a Scottish accent. All I'm doing is an Irish accent. So I don't know if I'm being racist because I'm doing an Irish accent in front of an Irish person. Do you know what I mean? Like, is that me being racist? It came from my absolute love of Father Ted. Not so much the people that wrote it, because I've heard he's a bit of a fucking... a wronging now, do you know what I mean? But my absolute fucking admiration. I remember, listen, telly was fucking shite until Father Ted came on. That was like the first thing when I was in like, I don't know what age I was, but it was like Channel 4 on a Friday. And I remember everything else in the TV was fucking garbage, do you know what I mean? It was fucking pish. And then Father Ted came out and it was like, what the fuck? This is fucking brilliant. So it came from a place of my admiration and love of Father Ted. It wasn't like I was just fucking... being a racist. And there you go. See, if I was actually telling a Scottish and an Englishman and an Irishman joke, right, and the Irish person was the butt of the joke, if that was like, oh, you think that's, and that was the bit, then I'd be being, do you know what I think? I would have been, because I'd be making a generalisation, which is wrong, do you know what I mean? So, but when you do, but I don't know, because there's other accents I wouldn't do in front of other people because it would be, I would feel racist as I was doing them. Why the fuck am I talking about this? Why the fuck am I talking about this? Holy fuck, I needed a break. I needed a fucking break from this, right? Because it was getting too fucking much. There was too much fucking happening. I felt like I was overcommitted to it. And I felt like I had to do all this sort of stuff. And honestly, honestly, let me get comfy before I tell you this, because it's going to be a lovely story. There's going to be fucking spills and thrills and chills and other things that rhyme with that stuff. But like the fucking, what had happened was, like, I was giving up last week. That was me. I was like, I'm not fucking doing it. There's no fucking point, man. There's no point. Nobody listens to your podcast, right, is what I was telling myself. Nobody listens to it. It's going fucking nowhere. Like, you're just spending too much time on stuff that isn't like making you money. Do you know what I mean? That's not what it's about. Do you know what I mean? And then I was listening to a book I was listening to, because I wouldn't fucking read it. And there's a bit of me that's like, I'll tell you what it is. It's the 48 Keys of Power, I think that's what it's called, by Robert Greene, right? Now, I've heard people say this book's the devil. Like, I genuinely have had conversations with people going, this book is the worst thing that's ever, right? And I was like, well, it's just a fucking book. It's just a wee book. Do you know what I mean? So I started listening to it and I was like, I get why people don't like this, because it's all about, a lot of it's about manipulating people. A lot of it's about being able to manipulate people into doing the things that you want them to do that they might not want to do. Do you know what I mean? Not like so weird you'd get the jail. I suppose you kind of would get the jail with some of the stuff when it comes to the money and all that. But I was like, I had this big long drive where I was going to Stranraer to paint a thing. And I was like, I'll fuck it on and I'll see what happens, right? And there was a bit, some of it's good. Some of it I couldn't bring myself to do. Some of the stuff I couldn't bring myself to do because I have got that heavy sense of Catholic guilt. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's there all the time, constantly. Like, I would feel like I was being a complete and utter prick to people if I'd done some of the things that's in this book. But there was some of the things that was getting said, I was like, oh, fucking yes, that makes sense. And one of the things was about how the concentrating of your efforts, like, concentrating the one thing, don't fucking do everything, concentrating the one thing and then you'll eventually move, which is pretty self-explanatory. When you're not a head case like me, sorry, I'm going to need to take a wee drink of water. My stomach's just done a wee bit of a flip. So it has. It's just turned upside down a wee bit because I'm drinking really, really strong tea and there's nothing in it. And it's went, give me a fucking banana or something, pal. Do you know what I mean? So I had to take a drink of water there. But what the fuck was I talking about? So I was listening to that book. Why am I telling you about this? Why the fuck am I telling you about? Which got me again thinking about the whole, what the fuck's the point, man? Like, what's the point in doing this? You should be concentrating on the other thing and all that sort of stuff. But I was forgiving up last week. That's the truth. For a whole multitude of reasons. But I was like, man, it's fucking pointless. It's pointless. It's a thankless fucking task. It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere fucking big. Do you know what I mean? You've been doing it. I mean, I've done this for 2 fucking years. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's 2 fucking years I've done this. This is the longest I've probably done anything like this. Do you know what I mean? I'm at episode 105. I was 2 years last week. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was 100. That's 52 episodes a year. 52 add 52 is 104. So now we're into year 3. I'm into year 3 of doing this thing. And I'm like, fucking. And it happens from time to time. It does happen from time to time. You're like, what the fuck is the fucking point? Do you know what I mean? So I was forgiving up for definite. I don't really want to do it anymore. Do you know what I mean? And then what happened was when I was away, because it was a really heavy week last week. I had fucking millions of stuff on, right? And one of the things that I had on was my, right, time you hear this, different month, March the 20th, Thursday, 6:30, in Saltcoats Library. I'll be there reading about the walrus and talking about the walrus and answering questions about the walrus, right? But the last one I done was at Carnegie Library, right? Now, the one I done before that was in Glasgow, which is the one that I put on, right? That I wholeheartedly put my hands up and go, I probably didn't do as much to promote that as I could have done, right? So I had 3 people there, including my mum, right? Four, including my mum. 5, you include that guy Muhammad that came in and spoke to me for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, 5, if you include him, we'll call it 5. Fuck it. Like, that's how they work it, isn't it? Like, that's how they do the census. They don't just go, they just round up. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I had 5 people there. This last one, I had 19. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, that's fucking nice. Tremendous numbers. Like, holy fuck. Like, that's great. So that kind of set me, this is brilliant, but I filmed it. I filmed the whole thing. I filmed the Glasgow thing as well, but I filmed it for the readings. So I did. So I was interested in working away, painting this thing, and my phone starts going absolutely fucking tits, like mental tits. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why is my phone going crazy? Tatty Bojangles, mental. So I then went on and had a look, and one of the clips that I'd put up was me reading chapter 2.2.2, the religion thing, right? And now it's at like 93,000 views on TikTok. So it is, right? I got something like maybe 1,400 followers off the back of that. I sold out of books, fucking sold out. That's me sold my 250 goal. So I still need to take that bit of paper out of my wallet. If you don't know about it, I've got a bit of paper in my wallet that I look at all the time. This is the amount that I'm going to sell. I need to score out the 250 now. So I do. And then what happened was, when I was still, because I absolutely fucking, listen, see, when I went away, I was like, I'm staying in a caravan. It's like, I'm not doing anything but working. Like, as soon as I finish doing one thing, I'm just going straight back into the caravan and I'm working. So, like, I finished my Badger story. I finished all these mock-ups that I had to do. I finished up, like, loads and loads of shit. Like, I'd written a list of things and I made them up my way through every single one of them, bar one. One I never get finished, right? But when I was doing that, I wasn't looking at my phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, like, I wasn't keeping up with everything. I was just keeping up with my family, just messaging them and seeing if they were okay and stuff like that. So when I sold out, I was like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do? I've got another order coming in. Is it pure cheeky of me to say that the ones that are coming in are like pre-ordered for the next one? And I went, you know what, fuck it. And I put it up. So I sold another fucking 25 of them. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, guys, me made back my money that I need to do now to pay for the next run of books to come through and stuff like that. I was like, this is fucking insane. It's insane. It's fucking mental. And I know the numbers are going to go up even further. And I'll tell you why. Because there's now people arguing about God in the comments. Do you know what I mean? There's now people going like that. There's now people arguing about God in the comments, right? About how, because I talk about rule 0.5 in it, which is don't be a dick. I'm looking at it right now in my job description. Don't be a dick. It says, what does it say above that? Alan's, what? Something fucking refer to this. Listen, I don't know if you've ever seen that big fucking thing that I've drawn, that I've wrote out on my job description, what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. But I spelt walrus wrong on it. I spelt it Waris. there's an L in Walrus. So, like, some of the times I look at the things and I was like, what the fuck is that saying? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a bit there that says no pigs as in animal farm pigs. Do you know what? It's fucking mad. Anyway, right. What the fuck was I talking about? Let me take another drink of water before I take a drink of tea. So like, that went mental because I'd said about the don't be a dick thing, right? And someone had said to me on it, because it got to the point I just stopped answering comments. I was like, I can't fucking answer comments. There's fucking like 400. I'm not doing it. I mean, I'm not doing it. I'm here to do another fucking job. I'm not here to fucking answer TikTok fucking things. So like, somebody had written how I need to take my own rule and follow it or something like that because I was being a dick, because I'd say something about God. But I didn't actually say anything bad about God. I said something bad about a priest, about one priest in particular. And I said that the other priest was sound. So in the story, of all the people that I mentioned, there's only one person that I say is a dick. Do you know what I mean? Only one person. I maybe mentioned about 20 people in the story, but I've said that this priest was a dick. Because he was a dick. The thing that he done was dickish. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like... Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've read it, you'll know it. If you don't know what it is, go and watch the fucking video and I'll read it to you, which I was really nervous about. I was really nervous about reading in front of people because I haven't done it since I was in like primary school. So there was a bit of me that was like, am I going to need to follow all the words with my finger? Like, am I going to need to do that? Do you know what I mean? But now what's happening is someone said something about God, someone else has came in and argued in my defence, and someone else has gone in. So they're all, folk are now starting to go get angry, and they're starting to shout hurl abuse at each other in the comments. And I'm looking at it going, ah, fuck, I'll get another 10 book sales out of this probably. Out of them arguing, out of them having a big fucking rant at each other. That, do you know what I mean? Like, that's going to get my... All that's going to do is increase my fucking reach, which is worrying. Isn't great, because then you can just see the exact formula that they've all used. All the politicians, all the fucking Nike Air Max, all that shit. It's just, that's the shit that they do. They just want to provoke to sell you trainers that you don't need. Know what I mean? So I was for giving up last week. I was like, fuck this shit, I'm not doing it anymore, man. I just, what's the fucking point? And that went mental. And then all my fucking, then loads of people start, well, not loads, but there's other people now watching my podcast and listening to my podcast and and all that sort of shit. And I had people messaging me going, where's your next one? Is it in Soul Coats? I'm going to come, like all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, fucking hell, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost as if, like, listen, I don't know if you believe in the universe or the God or any of that sort of stuff, right? But it's almost as if, like, when you get to the point where you're going, I'm fucking, because I was, like, I'm not saying this, like, I'm making it up. I was like, I've got fucking one more in me. I'm going to explain the situation and I'm done. I'm going to take a big long break from it for a while and just go do something else. Because it has been so long that I'm now starting to get bored, or I was starting to get bored of the thing. And what was happening was I was constantly thinking about, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And it takes over your whole life. It takes over everything, because then what happens is you're constantly looking for things to talk about. And then what happens is, because you're constantly looking for things to talk about, you don't see them. You don't find them anymore because you're constantly looking for them. And when you stop looking for them, that's when they appear. It's like love. Listen, see if I can give you any advice on your love life. See if you're in a position where you're going, I want to find a partner, I want to find somebody to be with, and you're looking for them, stop. Stop looking. Stop fucking looking for it, because it doesn't appear. It doesn't appear the moment you go searching for it, and you end up with someone that isn't right for you because you're fucking looking for it. You just want to live your life and it'll fucking happen. Do you know what I mean? You don't go searching for it. Just it'll appear when it appears, and it's a bit like that. It's a bit like, what the fuck was I talking about? Am I away? I've just went, it's a bit like that, and I've no idea what I was fucking talking about. It's a bit like, I don't know what I was talking about. It's a bit like something else. It could be fucking like dog food. It's a bit like dog food. It comes in a tin. It's got a label round it. When you open it up, it fucking stinks. The dog doesn't give a fuck. The dog's got to eat it. I don't even know why we're talking about this anymore. Let me take a drink of tea. Hopefully that'll reset my fucking brain pattern. I think because I've been doing it, that's what it was. I was looking for stuff for too long. I was too busy trying to find things to talk about that I end up not seeing them. And then it gets to the Monday and I'm like, I've got fucking nothing to talk about. And then I get in my own head worrying about not being able to talk about things and all that. And it hasn't happened once. Like, it hasn't happened once where I'm like, I've not got anything to talk about. I think I've switched two of these off. I think there's been twice where I've got about 5 minutes in, 10 minutes in, I've went, I'm just not feeling this. And I've switched it off. But I've never had one. Do you know what I mean? And then I've went back a couple of days later and I've done it again. I think it's my attitude towards it has changed quite a bit. Where it's like, because I'm doing it every Monday and I'm trying to get myself to do one every single week. And I do feel like when I don't do one, people notice. And sometimes people will message me and go, did you put one out this week? Like that kind of thing, which is fine. That doesn't, do you know what I mean? It's fine. That doesn't, when some, a couple of people, about, was that a couple? It was about five or six. But do you know what I mean? I'm saying that nobody listens to this and six people are going, where's that other podcast? I was trying to listen to that other podcast. I talk shite. It's in here. It's all fucking in my head, man. But like when stuff like that happens, I don't read it and go like that. Ah, fuck you. Like I don't do that. I'm like that. Oh, right, cool. I'm not going to answer it in a way, like I'm just going to do it again and explain it the next time. Do you know what I mean? Rather than getting into the comments, like, because it just drags my attention away from something else. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if you are one of the people that messaged and asked me, did you put a podcast out this week? This is the reason why, right? It felt like too much of a commitment. I felt like I committed myself to this pointless endeavor that wasn't going anywhere, right? And I don't want it to be like that. I don't want it to be like that. It's because I enjoy this. I actually like doing it. I actually think I'm pretty fucking good at it as well. Do you know what I mean? I think I'm good at the old fucking talking. I've said that before. So I was like that. I need to just take a break from it. I need to just not do it a week. And then what happened was when I didn't do it a week and I was like, nothing happened in the way that of like, I didn't lose anything. Do you know what I mean? The rest of my week wasn't fucked up because I never done the thing on the Monday. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like that kind of thing. Like, know how, like a bit like the old when people, superstition, like a superstition thing where it's like, I've never done it on a Monday, the rest of my week's going to be fucking terrible. It wasn't like that. It was just like, I'd never done it this week. Fuck it. I'll do it next week. So that's where I was kind of at. I just needed a fucking break, man. I really did. And I think the reason why I'd done the little bit of the mushrooms was because I was trying to bring some excitement back into it, and it was the worst thing I could have done, like, do you know what I mean, is to try and bring excitement back into it for myself using an exterior thing. Like, that wasn't a fucking good idea, which is why I haven't done it today. Do you know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with the whole thing. And I'm back. I'm fucking back. And I feel better now that I haven't done it as much. Do you know what I mean? That TikTok thing, going tits, gave me a total fucking boost. That totally made me like, no, you're not. Because it's, listen, you'll know this. You'll know this because you're a human. You'll know this because there'll be things in your life that you're like, fuck it, what's the fucking point? You will. It's got to be. And if you don't have that feeling like that, fuck it, what's the fucking point? Then you're maybe not doing the things that you should be doing. Because when you get to a point where you're like, fuck it, what's the fucking point? Then you've cared about it so long that you've now decided that you don't care about it. I think you need that. Do you know what I mean? I think you need a moment of, fuck this, fuck it, I'm away. Like that kind of thing. So like, that's where I'm at with it. I think, I don't even know if I'd let me take another drink of tea. Like, I think, but I feel better about it now, which is why I'm doing it. That TikTok thing gave me a massive fucking boost because I was like, right, cool, man. People are buying your book and people are thinking it's good and they want to read more. Holy fuck, that's fucking brilliant. I got, I don't know how many more signups to the Cult of Walrus. I think I'm at 40 now, I think. That's fucking great. I get my Badger story finished. I'm going to format that, all that out today. So anybody that signed up to the Cult of Walrus in March, you're going to get a package through your door and it will have a whole load of fucking goodies from the Elementary Penguin and from Corporation T-shirt. That's what you're going to get. And you're going to get you'll probably get a wee note for the Eggman. There'll probably be a wee Eggman note in there, maybe. Maybe. If he can be fucked. If he can be fucked doing anything, because he's a bit fucking, yeah. Well, he's not lazy, Eggman. He's just working all the time. He's like me. He's just fucking constantly working away on it. So that's where I'm at with the whole thing. I was going to tell you a story about how something that, I don't know if it'll get me into trouble. I don't think it will get me into trouble, but it's the truth. I'm just going to fucking tell it. So I had a moment when I was away, right? I was painting in Sands of Luce, is what it's called, the caravan park. And I was painting one of the walls, right? They've asked me back, so they have. And the wall I was painting was a part of the pub, okay? Like the restaurant. And I was doing all my work and everything was great and I had other stuff to do and I was like, I'd finished up my thing for the day and I was like, I'm going to get a beer. Now, if you're a long time listener, you'll know that I don't class myself as a non-drinker, but I don't tell people I'm a drinker. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't take anything with me. I didn't take any special herbs and spices with me. I never took any edibles with me because I just didn't. I was like, it's midweek. I've kind of went off to doing things like that midweek. I only do it at the weekends now. I've got a good handle on that. I probably won't do it. But the difference is, like, I mean this when I say it. I was up at 6 o'clock every morning. I would work on my Badger story. I would work on the rest of my stuff until 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I would go out and I would paint. And I'd paint to 5 o'clock. Then I'd go home, back to the caravan. I would make something to eat. And I would work until 12 o'clock at night and then I'd go to my bed and I'd wake up at 6 o'clock again and I'd start my list. That's what I'd done for 3 days. Like, just, all I'd done was just work on getting through the backlog of things that I've said that I'm going to do, right? And it kind of fucking made my brain melt a wee bit. So it did, like, just a wee, because it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, to maintain that level of concentration and stuff was fucking difficult. So when I got, like, to the second day, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get pished. I'm just going to get fucking steaming and I'll write all the stuff steaming and it'll be fine and all that sort of stuff. And then I went, no, don't. Go on. So they were selling, I can't remember the name of the beer, but it was a zero. It was a 0% alcohol pint thing. And I was like, I'll just fucking do that. I'll go in and I'll have one of them and I'll see how I feel. So I went in and I got a pint of the zero stuff. I sat down, I got my phone out and I started editing episode 21 of Confessions of Walrus Chaser for the first year worth of stories. That's the book that I'll hopefully put out at the end of the year. Do you know what I mean? If you've signed up to the Cult of Walrus, that's what you'll get. Hopefully, it just depends what happens in the next wee while. Do you know what I mean? Like, something else might come along and distract me and I do something different. But that's in my head, that's earmarked for December. Do you know what I mean? So I was sitting down, typing away and all that, and then I thought, right, after this, I'll get a real pint. I'll get a real pint now. And then I thought, oh, do you know what, man? I fucking really wish I'd just brought a bit of fucking special herbs and spices with me. I really do. I really thought, and I was like, why have I punished myself? Like, why have I decided to do the whole fucking monk thing? Like, do you know what I mean? And be like, oh, I can't do that. Like, why have I decided to do that? You've been off it for fucking, you've been off the midweek special herbs and spices for 3 months. Do you know what I mean? Now what you're going to do is you're going to start drinking a thing that you know makes you feel fucking terrible. Like, you know it makes you feel terrible, and you know you'll be sleeping. And you know that what will happen is, see, by the time you hit the second pint, you'll probably want a third. And if you do the third, you ain't fucking working the night, mate. That's you. You're just fucking sitting there, no doing anything, because it just saps the fucking motivation out of me. It's like, so why the fuck am I doing this? But I was about to get a second pint, and I went, do you know what? So you might remember this, I painted a mural in Stranraer town centre. I feel like I'm pure fucking Stranraer. I feel like I'm fucking overemphasising it so that someone doesn't go, the prick can't speak. He expects me to listen to his podcast and the fat he can't even speak proper England. Like, it's that fucking, I done a wall in Stranraer. That's like fucking Peter Kay. There's a fucking good bit in, oh, is it Phoenix Nights? Where they, is it Les Alanos? Les Alanos is the band, right? And one of the guys is a truck driver, and he's stuck in Stranraer. So they have to get a Right Said Fred tribute band in. I'm sure that's what they do. And then they end up stealing all the car stereos. I'm sure that's what happens, man. I fucking loved Phoenix Nights. I genuinely thought, I think sometimes Peter Gay, that's different. That's a different guy. Peter Gabriel, I was trying to say there. I think sometimes Peter Kay gets a fucking bad rap. Like, I feel like he fucking, like, looked down on him for his comedy and stuff like that. But I remember watching Phoenix Nights and thinking it was the funniest thing fucking ever. And then I remember that, is it Live at the Blackpool Tower? That's fucking hilarious too, do you know what I mean? Like, I suppose it's the snobbery of comedy. There is quite a bit of that with the snobbery of comedy, but it's like, yes, you should be making people laugh about intellectual things. You shouldn't be making them laugh about Dairy Dunkers and digestive biscuits. It's a bit like that. It's a fuck up, a laugh's a fucking laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it makes someone laugh, then fuck you. That's essentially, fuck you. So I really like Peter Kay. Anyway, why the fuck am I telling you about Peter Kay? Why in the name of fuck am I talking about Peter Kay? Stranraer. So I'm in Stranraer, and there's a fucking mural that I've painted, right? And it's like, I think the working title was A Cup of Kindness. That's what it was. And it's like, all different wee stories about Stranraer. No, we're talking about superstition. Here's a bit of the things on that wall that represent superstition. For example, swan matches, right? There's a box of swan matches in that mural, because when I was out talking to people, because that's how I like to do that. I haven't done one of them for a while, but I really like turning up at a place, going into a pub usually, and talking a lot of shite with people and finding out wee stories and then try to turn them into a mural. That's my favourite way to do it. That is my favourite way to do it. And the swan matches is when all the fishermen were going out fishing, if someone was to light their pipe or a cigarette using a swan match, none of the boats went out. It was considered bad luck. Any swan matches on the pier, that was it. The boats just didn't go. So that's the sort of stuff that's up in this mural. There's like a curling stone as well, because I think it was a priest invented curling on a frozen lake next to a church. I'm sure that's what it was, right? So obviously there's a big, big curling thing in Stranraer. So like, that's what all the stuff's on it. But at some point, someone's came and written their name on it, just in fucking red spray paint. And I remember seeing it because Timmy Mallett was there, right? Timmy Mallett. I know, it's fucking, there's twists and turns. I'm so glad I decided to keep the podcast thing up. Timmy Mallett was there, right? Timmy Mallett was on I fucking love Timmy Mallett. Like, that's another one. Peter Kay, Timmy Mallett, Father Ted, it's all fucking wonderful. He was on a mad cycling trip of Scotland, right? And next thing I seen them, somebody tagged me in it. He took a photo next to my mural, and I was like, holy fuck, that's Timmy Mallett. And the fucking thing that annoyed me the most is, see the pricks that have wrote their name on it? They drew it fucking bigger than my name was on it. And I was like, they're all going to think it was done by that fucker, and it wasn't. It was done by me. So what I decided when I was in the pub was like that. I've got the paint. Rather than having another drink, go to fucking Stranraer. You can drive because you'd had a zero. Just drive out there, fix up that mural, right? And then come back. And then if the feeling's still there to have a pint then fucking do it. Go just go fucking do it, right? And make no bones about it and just fucking do it. But do this first, because you can't do it afterwards. You can't drive out there after you've had your pint. So just fucking do it first now, prick. So that's what I done. I drove out, and when I was doing it, a guy came up to talk to me, because people always come up and talk to you, because they always want to talk to you, because you're doing something that's interesting, do you know what I mean? So this guy came up, and he was talking away to me, and he was like, what is it you're doing, man? I was like, I'm fixing this. I said, somebody's came and I've written stuff on it and I'm just going to fix it. And they're like, ah, fucking assholes. Okay, I know, but like, that's just the way, that's how I get into it. Like, that's kind of how I always, because I don't like people to think that I'm, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I fucking never went to art school, can't even spell it. Like, it's fucking, like, I learnt the way that they learnt, which is by drawing the things that didn't belong to me. And do you know what I mean? Like, and I don't think I would have went up and wrote over somebody else's mural because, well, they didn't exist back then. But, like, I'd done that in a place. That's a fucking lie, because I did. That's a total fucking lie. They used to paint this. They painted this thing in, I wish the wall was still there, but they filled it all in. It was like an old dam and a drossing, and they painted it all, like, space. And people started drawing on it, and then I went up and started drawing on it. So I have. I fucking have. Like, I definitely did. Because I can't fucking lie, I have, I've just, I told you I didn't, I'm a lying bastard, I did do it. So I was talking to the guy, and I was like, ah, it's fucking, it's just one of those things and all that. He goes, this bit's hard, this bit particularly, says, because people come out the pub, and they fucking smash all their glasses, and they let their dogs shit here, and stuff like that, and it's quite a difficult bit, so it's just one of those things. I was like, ah, no, man, I says, I don't really fucking like the drink either, to be fair. He goes, nah, I don't really like the drink either, I'm a smoker. And I was like, oh, yeah, me too. I says, I fucking really enjoy the special herbs and spices, so I do. And he's like, ah, yeah, it's good to know, man. So the guy disappeared, went away. I'm finishing off the thing. 2 minutes later, he came back. He goes, you got a wee bag, mate? I was like, what do you mean, a wee bag? He's like, have you got a wee bag? I've got a wee bag here that I put all my caps in. He's like, here you go. And he handed me a bud, gave me a fucking bud. And I was like, Mate, I was fucking nearly in the pub drinking, and you've just fucking arrived out of nowhere, and you've fucking saved the day, mate. And I was like, oh, it's fucking good to meet you, you're the best, mate. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking, and away, mate. And I was like, oh, this is fucking great. So I went straight to the Tesco, and I was like, right, how do I fucking smoke this thing? Fucking, because I've not brought anything with me. I'm going to need to use all my MacGyver skills to fashion some sort of thing that I can smoke with. So I get tin foil, I got a fucking sewing kit, and I got myself a wee bottle of it, because you know I like it. The San Pellegrino fizzy water. You know I like it. I fucking love it. So, and I went up the road, went back to the caravan, I went and I found a windproof lighter. I went to three different newsagents till I could find a blue flame windproof lighter, because I was like, it's fucking windy as fuck here, man, that you'll never be able to get it going because of that, you know what I mean? So I went and I got a windproof lighter. I hit up the wee pair of scissors that you get inside the sewing kit, and I cut a wee tiny hole at the bottom. I put my tinfoil gauze on top of it. I poked all my holes in it, and I went down the beach, and I was like, I am going to, first one in about 3 months, first smoke in 3 months, this is what I'm going to do. And because the beach is beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful big beach. I don't know if I'm getting someone into trouble by saying this, but this is what I've done. This is what I've done. But I'll be honest with you, it was fucking better for me than the drink. Do you know what I mean? Than the fucking demon. Ah! That just hit that thing. The demon drink. Do you know what I mean? It was much better for me. That really fucking hurt. That really actually fucking hurts, because my hands are cold. It's always sore when your hands are cold and you fucking punched her. And I was like that, went down the beach, broke off half this bud, fucking rattled that on top of it, lit the thing up, and straight away I transported back to being 14. Because see the taste you get from a fucking, from heating up tin foil through a plastic bottle. Right, and I seen the smoke start to drop down, and I was like, oh my god, I've quantum leaped 2 decades ago, and I hit this thing, and I coughed like fuck, and then I hit this thing, and I coughed like fuck, and I just kept doing it until it was no longer there, and I stood up, and I remember going, whoa, because it fucking hit me like a fucking brick wall. So it did, the same way that, like, because the edibles, it takes a bit of fucking, you got a slow, gradual build-off, take-off sort of thing. Whereas with this, it was like, boof, there you go, remember this, mate? And I swear to fuck, I walked about 7 miles, thought about all the incredible things that I'm going to do in my life, all the fucking amazing shit that's happening and all that. And then I swear to fuck, when I got up the road, that was when the TikTok thing started happening. And I was like, what the fuck, man? What the actual fuck? You were giving up 2 hours ago, you were finished. Two hours ago, you were like, fuck this noise, I'm never doing it again. What a fucking pointless task it was. At least you can always look back on your deathbed and go, your dad had a podcast. Your old man had a podcast for a couple of years, then he realised it was pointless and he gave it all up, son. He gave it all up and he became a fucking, I don't know what I'd do, a shoe salesman. He became a shoe salesman and he sold shoes to people, even though he fucking hated shoes. That's what my dad done. That's what my old man done. He sold shoes to people, but he sold shoes to people, shoeless people who needed shoes for interviews, and he sold them in two colours. He sold them in brown and in black, just like Billy Connolly said, and that was it. Do you know what I mean? That's what he done with his life. But for a brief glimmering second, he had a podcast and folk bought a book off him. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, this is fucking tremendous. Everything's brilliant. Stop fucking worrying about it, you daft prick. Just fucking get on with it. Just fucking get on with it. Stop searching for love. Stop looking for love and just fucking get on with it, is what I said to myself. And then what I done, you'll be proud of me. What I done after that was, see, after I'd rattled that wee pipe, right, and my wee bottle pipe, on the way back to the caravan, I put it in the bin. I put the bottle pipe in the bin, and I was like, that's me, I only need the one. I don't need to be back out here later on doing this again. I just needed the one, so that I didn't get into that, because it is, like, I know, man, I know what I'm like. I just keep rinsing it for 2 years until I get bored of it, and then I need to give it up and never do it again. I know, I'm fucking well aware. It's a problem I've got, I'm trying to fucking deal with it. Sorry, pure burping and all that. That's what happened. What the fuck? So yes, I don't even know if I've got anything else to say to yous. I really don't. But what I will say is, I'm glad I haven't given up. that's the first thing. I'm glad I haven't given up, right? Sometimes I think I'm just a bit melodramatic, do you know what I mean? But it feels a lot more when it's in your head. And then when you say it out loud, you go, really, mate? Really? Did you never just think about taking a week off? Do you know what I mean? Just taking a wee week off. Put it this way. See when I went on holiday last year? See when I was away on holiday? I done more than I needed to get me through the holiday. Because I was like, I need to do this every Monday. That's what I'm talking about. That just built up so much in my head where I was like, I need to break that pattern. I just need to fucking get rid of it. Right, while it's in my head. See, last week when I said I entered manual breathing mode, I never fucking told you about it. I never told you a thing about it. I've just hit that thing again. Fucking, I entered manual breathing mode when I was lying in my bed. If you're unaware of what manual breathing mode is, and it's when you've taken too much edibles and you forget how to breathe, right? And that's what happened to me when I was lying in my bed. I woke up like this. That's how I woke up, because I fucking was sleeping and I forgot how to breathe. So I did. And that's what I was going to tell you two weeks ago, but I took mushrooms and I totally fucking forgot what I was saying and I fucked up my feng shui. That's what I done. And it's now 1 hour, 1 minute and 11 minutes on my wee thing. That's how long I've got left. 1-1-1. And that's just what keeps happening. I'm seeing them fucking everywhere. I see them fucking, I'm sitting like Jim Carrey in that film. So I'm just going to end this here on the 1-1-1. But what I will say is, if you're on the fence about signing up to the Cult of Walrus, everyone that signs up to the Cult of Walrus before the end of March will receive this fucking gift package, right? They will. That's what they'll get, but you need to sign up before the end of March. If you don't sign up before the end of March, you'll need to wait 3 months for the next quarter, and then you'll get a thing coming through, all right? And I'm just going, that's me. It's now 1:10, and I've fucked it. I'm leaving now. Thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.